Maui, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 620-208-6777 for a free consultation. CB Financial.
Hi, Craig Barnwell with CB Financial. I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. I can help you get the most sustainable income out of your Social Security, your 401ks, your IRAs, and your brokerage account. When you know what's coming in this month, next month, and every month, you'll be able to enjoy retirement to the fullest. Give me a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. Retire happy, retire with CB Financial. You can reach us at 620-208-6777.
KVOA News Time is 8:52, Newsmaker 2 time here this Tuesday morning, and we're pleased to have with us on the KVOA Sutherland studio line, Lyon County Commissioner Scott Briggs.
Commissioner Briggs, good morning.
Good morning to you guys. How's it going today?
We're doing all right. How about yourself today?
Doing good. Sun's out. It's going to be a nice day.
It is going to be a nice day. I have to ask, as we get started on our conversation following yesterday's decision to leave the public health order as is, what type of reactions did you wind up getting yesterday afternoon once the decision was final?
Not a lot. I didn't have much conversation with anybody about it afterwards. I'm sure there's a lot of conversation. The only conversation I had this morning, I had a couple of calls about my quote of manning up. I was told that the man is the weaker sex, so maybe I should have used woman up, but, you know.
Maybe you should have, yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of things I should have done.
Well, we appreciate you joining us here this morning. And, of course, this was the Lyon County Commission, a special meeting. They heard from Lyon County Public Health. Let me ask you this, Scott. What was your reaction to the information provided by, you know, Public Health? Did they tell you anything you weren't quite sure of or any new information yesterday?
You know, the biggest thing, and it might have been the smallest, but the fact that we're still fighting Delta. The Delta variant, and I thought the spike was probably because of the new variant, but they said that's not here yet, so we still have that wave to go through. The rest of the information, you know, obviously Jennifer had a packet of charts and data, and it was all great, great information. But, you know, by listening to the news and stuff, we kind of knew a lot of that. The hospital provided a lot of stuff that was pretty scary about how full they are. And, we knew a little bit of that because of the ventilators that Chairman Martin had signed the Declaration of Emergency to have access to more resources. So we knew a little bit of that, but none of this is good news.
I wanted to loop back on that point here and kind of tie in the verbal declaration from Friday into, the discussion and then the ultimate action to stay the course here yesterday. What are you hearing here from Newman Regional Health at this particular point in time, you know, in addition to bolstering the fact that, they're out of ventilators and they needed two on really short notice here late last week?
Another shocking thing yesterday was the fact of being able to transfer patients out. The rest of the hospitals in our region are facing the same obstacles they are. So, I think people need to understand that, you know, it's the COVID is just a piece of the puzzle here. You know, if somebody has a heart attack or something like this, needs to be transferred out, there's virtually nowhere for them to go. So, That was one of the most alarming factors. You know, okay, well, this is affecting more than just the people that have COVID. And I think people need to understand that you know, just the COVID is not the whole answer here.
Well, and it was, I guess, unanimous among our three county commissioners yesterday that we stay the course, and because public health, I think just doing their due diligence, I think as a public health organization, they have to really get out and at least make the ask during, a huge rise in COVID activity here to maybe get something changed and turned around the other way. So you can certainly, you understand public health coming to you and asking for this, correct?
Oh, I understand that, and I applaud them for doing it. You know, The thing that I think people need to realize is the fact that just because we didn't put the word mandate in the new health order, it's not that we don't respect their decision and understand their decision. And, I mean, I fully agree with them. People need to wear the mask. The problem we run into, and it was pointed out yesterday in the meeting, that a local government has no authority to have enforcement for a mandate. We just don't have that option in the state statutes. So, you know, we could play the game of mandate, but again, I think we'll get more people to follow it by the word recommendation and the highly recommendation that we follow these procedures. But yes, I understand why they came, and I'm glad they did.
Scott, I got to ask you too here, and it doesn't sound like it was discussed that much, maybe in the meeting yesterday, but with the Kansas Supreme Court's decision last week to reverse what Johnson County had said, and this deals with that aggrieved category of people who wanted to file lawsuits against city and county mitigation policies within 10 days of their announcement. Did that have anything to do with the conversation in addition to the enforceability situation that's been in place almost throughout the pandemic?
And I can only speak for myself on this one, Chuck, but absolutely not. I mean, we're seeing things. People are filing with the Supreme Court about their rights. You know, that didn't affect my decision whatsoever. I mean, people are so happy anyway, and they're trying to, you know, maybe make a stand. But my deal is you know, what's going the decision I made yesterday, what's going to make people wear the mask more? Is it going to be the mandate where we're forcing them to do it? I mean, people are, at least the people I hang with, they're a little bit funny. You know, if I ask them to do something, they may. If I tell them they have to do it, nobody's going to wear it.
Well, and you mentioned about you know, the new variant, the Omicron, and public health. We talked to them prior to your meeting. In fact, Chuck did this weekend about the Delta and the Omicron, and they're not quite sure if it is here yet. There have been reports from the state that we do have over 130 cases of that new variant here. So that's kind of up in the air. But we must assume that in some form or shape it is at this point, and we're probably going to be seeing a little bit more of that coming up down the road. So I guess we just hope that people will, you know, make a positive choice and get the masking involved and social distancing and all of that here, hopefully in the next couple of days, the very near future, before we hit more peaks rather than valleys when it comes to the COVID virus that we're dealing with here right now. Again, talking with County Commissioner Scott Briggs after the commission's special meeting with Lyon County Public Health yesterday. And, you know, Newman Regional Health, as you touched on, Scott, they have been very busy, very full. And I do know of a couple of cases, and you pointed this out, for people that need medical care, not COVID-related, but there's no room. And I know of a couple of cases that we're talking about 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, even a month, because there is absolutely nowhere, you know, for these patients to go, which is a big concern. And I think you made a point of referencing that. That's quite scary, isn't it?
Well, it is. It is. And, you know, that's not going to go away for a while, I'm afraid. But the offset of that is, you know, these people that work in Newman Regional Health and really all the health community, I might say, I mean, they're overwhelmed. They've been fighting this a long time. They're wore out. And, you know, I would encourage the public to, you know, you mentioned proper hygiene, you know, social distancing, wear the mask. Well, we also got the thing they call the vaccine, you know. I've encouraged people to take that. You know, let's give these people a break. If nothing, you know, if you feel like you're not, you know, doing it for yourself, do it for somebody else. You know, there's a lot of young kids out here that can't get vaccinated yet that are probably still very vulnerable, in my mind. You know, and hell, I might even use the word man up again. I'm not sure, but let's all do the right thing.
What would it, just throw this out there, that what would it take? I mean, if you were is a mandate totally out of the picture, even if we continue to skyrocket, Scott? So I know that, you know, I'm just kind of asking to look into a crystal ball here, but is there a chance if these numbers continue to rise as they are right now that you could take another look at this?
You know, obviously we could take a look at it, Ron, but again, I think the key point of this is there's no enforcement. I asked the question yesterday to Under Sheriff Kelch and Mark Goodman, was any arrest made last year from the Sheriff's Department? The answer was no. Was anybody prosecuted through the county attorney's office? And they said no. And I said, well, I find that odd because I saw a lot of people not wearing masks during the mandate. And the reason is there is absolutely no enforcement. There's no path to really hold that mandate intact. So I think, and I mentioned too yesterday, I would rather spend our time trying to find some resources for the hospital and the public health to help them cope with this.
Yeah.
You know, instead of fighting over the word mandate, highly recommend. I mean, I don't know how many times we can say highly recommend, but you know, people need to do and follow the health order. But again, I'd rather spend more time on trying to solve the problem that these frontline health people are working with right now. We need to help them.
Scott, anything else you wanted to bring up here about yesterday's decision or kind of the path forward, at least in the immediate short term?
Not really, Chuck. I don't have anything, any words of wisdom, as you probably knew that before you called. But I think everybody just needs to work hard at, you know, staying home. And if you go to basketball games, which, you know, I see there's a lot of indoor activities now, you know, protect yourselves is the only advice I'd give.
Well, and we'll get more insight from Newman Regional Health tomorrow as Dr. Elena Longwell, Newman Regional Hospital's Chief Medical Officer, will be with us to give us kind of a look behind the scenes on what's going on at Newman Regional Health. And we'll also be joined by Dr. Richard Watson, who works for Motient, which is a hospital supplier, to give us some, some real important data information that he is going to be passing along. So that will be tomorrow morning at 10:06 right here. Well, Scott, hey, thanks for the job you do. We appreciate your time as always.
Okay, thank you, guys. I just hope we all kind of pay attention.
Agreed. Scott, thanks again. Have a great week.
Thanks, Scott.
You too. Thanks.
Yeah, Lyon County Commissioner Scott Briggs with us on our Newsmaker 2 segment here this morning, brought to you by CB Financial. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial. See Craig Barnwell at 517 East 6. You know, Craig feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 620-208-6777 for a free consultation. It's 904.
Open the door to the Emporia Recreation Center. They offer a range of amenities that can help you stay active for life. The ERC Wellness Center has cardio and strength training equipment with staff to help. You can sign up for aquatic classes in the indoor pool. Use the indoor track to run or walk in bad weather. Their gym houses basketball, pickleball, soccer, and volleyball. So check out all they have to offer at EmporiaRec.org. Call 340-6300 for info on memberships and pay as you go passes.
I'm Gwen Longbine of Eck Real Estate. Ready to list your home? Staging your home can be as simple as moving furniture to allow better flow in your home or to create a focal point, repurposing what you have, or having an expert bring in their own pieces to stage your home. I offer staging services. Call me at 341-0087 or go to GwenLongbine.com.
Designs by Sharon has been delivering smiles for over 29 years, and now is your chance to pick who they deliver a smile to. Text the word SMILE to 620-342-5863 to be entered to win a smile bouquet from Designs by Sharon.
KVOE Live and Local Sunshine, and now 34. 34-